Time to talk all things sport, as we do monthly with this fella. He's a four-time Olympian. Yep, represented Australia four times at the highest level when it comes to basketball. These days, he likes to look after the good folk of Ballarat at the Salt Rooms. His name, Ray Borner. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Brett. It was quite appropriate, that song. I've got away and I'm at Mr. Darby's cafe having a coffee, so I was... You caught me at a good time.
That is magnificent. It wasn't that long ago that place would have been shut, and having a coffee somewhere out of the Salt Rooms was not possible. So it's the little things that mean a lot, isn't it, Ray?
Yeah, but no doubt about that. No doubt at all.
Now, Ray, of course, you know a little bit about basketball, and yes, we indulge you and we talk a little bit about that every month. But let's start with something a little left of centre, boxing. And we're doing this because we saw a chip off the old block in action earlier on this week. Tim Zhu, I'm not sure how many seconds it was, 100 or so seconds, winning this bout against a Kiwi. Did you see the punch that ended at all?
Well, I saw the lead up to it, and he put some really nice combinations together. Laid him out, and then the guy got up, and then it was almost a haymaker coming over the top, hit him square on the jaw, and down he went like a bag of spuds.
I tell you what, the old man would have been proud, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Costa would have been very proud, and it's not very often that you see a sports person have a child, and that child follow in on the footsteps of what the father's done, and we see it in cricket and footy, but that's... You know, I don't think that's the elite levels of where you get your boxing and a lot of your other sports. So
yeah.
It's really good to see Costa's son come up and now, he's in contention now for a world title.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's propelled him to these astronomical levels. Costa, I believe, lives back in Russia these days. Is that right?
I don't know whether he... I don't know. I followed his career through... when he was boxing.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's back to his birthplace or not.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up. But anyway, we'll claim both Costa and young Tim Zhu as absolute Aussies because he's a fair dinkum champion. Now, Ray Borner, I know you love the cricket. Did you watch any of the pink ball first day yesterday? Come on, be kind.
I thought about it. I was too busy at work.
too busy. Yeah, right. Look, seriously, I want to get your thoughts on the Joe Burns story. Of course, this is a guy who can't buy a run to save himself, but he was selected. Do you think the selectors have made the right decision by going with a guy who knows what to do but just can't score at the moment?
Well, sometimes they say it's easier to get into, or it's harder to get into the Australian cricket team than it is to get out of it. There's always controversy with selectors on who they're picking and why they've picked them. And sometimes a rest is probably a good thing rather than leaving somebody in the team that just is out of form. And, I struggle sometimes to see what the selectors are thinking. But they're the ones paid to do the job, and we've just got to go along and support the team that they've put on the field.
Yeah, well, he might get a chance this afternoon. I think India were 6 for at stumps last night, so there's a fair chance the Aussies will bat maybe this afternoon or tonight, so it's going to be very interesting to watch. A little bit of pressure on Joe Burns.
Yeah, there is, and especially when it is the world when you talk about Indian cricket.
Yeah, it is.
It is the world looking at you to make sure that you're performing at your peak, and if he gets a couple of nice strikes right at the start, he'll go on and hopefully make a big score.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. It'll be nice to see after our bowlers have got us in a pretty good position. Now, Ray Borner, I can't work this out. So we know that Boxing Day test, which isn't far away, 30,000 people allowed at the MCG. Tomorrow at Flemington, only 5,000 allowed. What are the authorities thinking there?
Well, what they're doing is putting them all in one section of the stand and saying you can't go anywhere else.
Mm.
Ludicrous is that when you've got a facility that takes over 120,000 people
yeah.
And you're saying, well, we're going to allow 5% of that facility to be filled, when you could put one person and almost give them 100 metres each person, because of how big is Flemington?
Yeah, it's huge.
Really, crikey, that's silly to me.
You'd think the VRC would be a little bit cranky at that?
You certainly would think that.
Yeah.
So are the punters, though. Why can't the punters get out there and actually follow the sport that they love.
Yeah, and I guess the good news from cricket's point of view at the MCG with 30,000 is that at least you'll be able to get your ticket, Ray Borner.
Yeah, well, once I get my sporting pass from 3BA, I'll be able to get there and watch the round ball.
I'll put it on my company credit card. Don't worry about that. speaking all things sport this morning with four-time Olympian Ballarat boy from the Salt Rooms, Ray Borner. Now, let's talk some basketball, Ray, because this caught my eye this week. An NBA player has just signed a five-year, $300 million deal. We'll talk about that in just a tick. But first, I want to ask you, back when you were playing for Australia, what sort of money were you on?
Well, when I first started playing for Australia, we were on $20 a day. So that would cover your food. So we'd go out on tour and we'd get $20 a day. When you convert that, when we were touring in the States, we'd do a 2-week tour or a 3-week tour.
Yeah.
And so you might pick up, what's that, a couple hundred bucks. And that would pay for our food, convert that to American dollars, and at that time we were getting around 52% or 52 cents in the Australian dollars.
Yeah.
And we were living on just on $12 US a day.
Staggering.
It cost us that for breakfast. So it cost us money to play for Australia, but when you enjoy and love a sport, that's what you do.
Yeah. What about playing for the NBL back in the day? Was the money a little bit better?
We got a little bit of money. I always worked.
Yeah.
So towards the end of my career, I suppose I had the opportunity just to play the sport, but I always wanted to work so that I had that work-life balance. So you do your training and we missed out on recovery, I suppose, a little bit.
Mm.
But the money wasn't there to sustain a long-term future. Just after I left, the money was much better, but I did better than what the people that played before me did.
Yeah.
And the people after me have done much better, and the people after the current crop are going to do better. So it's all a matter of whatever you do, when you do it, and just be happy with what you're doing. And if you're able to do something that you love, then you're better off for it.
Yeah, good messaging, Ray. Good messaging. Now, from the Milwaukee Bucks, I believe the team is Giannis. Do you know how to pronounce his surname?
I just call him the Big Greek.
Giannis the Big Greek. It's something like Antetokounmpo. Anyway, you're right. Let's just call him Giannis. 300 mil, worth it or just plain ridiculous?
I think that sort of money, doesn't matter who you are, what you are, is just ridiculous, and I don't think that anybody's worth that. People are willing to pay it, but I can't see how that amount of money, it's just absolutely silly. Absolutely silly. What is he going to do with it? That's his own concern.
Mm.
But when you think about what that money can do for society, then you start to see people's worth. But I know that a lot of good sportsmen have put money back into their hometowns and into poverty and things like that,
yeah,
which is the right thing to do, because you can't spend it. Well, I don't think you can spend that amount of money.
It'd almost pay off the Greek national debt, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the other thing. Let's retire at 50.
Yeah, that's true. Do you reckon he's that good? I mean, I don't know much about Giannis. Is he the best in the NBA?
Well, I think that he's the up and coming. And with sport, you're always looking for the next best thing. And so LeBron's at his the end of his career. So they're looking for somebody to hang the big hat on, and he's going to be that person.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll keep an eye on the $300 million man, Giannis the Great Greek, as dubbed by Ray Borner. Ray, just before we let you go today, some basketball closer to home. A bit of a surprise MVP in the WNBL.
Well, I was looking through all the stats yesterday just to see where it landed, and Liz Cambridge has got some great stats. She was leading scorer, third leading rebounder, and she was leading blocker for the league. So she had some really good stats, you know, with her. But the young girl who won it from South Australia, Taylor, was, you know, 13 leading, 13 rebounds, 13 scoring. So she put together full a different style of game. And Liz was, you know, dirty that she didn't get MVP. But, you know, you can only go with what the coaches, the referees, that they're the ones that put the points on the board for the scoring of the MVP.
Yeah. So it's a little like the Brownlow, is it? The votes come from the refs.
Yeah, that's right. So the votes come from the ref and the two coaches.
Oh, gotcha. So, yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of a different perspective from everybody, but you know they're the ones that vote on it, and so sometimes you get somebody out of the blue that wins it.
Yeah, well done to Steph Talbot, and Liz Cambidge probably a little bit dirty, but I'll tell you what, she's a very, very handy player. Ray, you're going to be so disappointed. The WNBL Grand Final is on Sunday at 3 on the telly, and that clashes with the cricket. You won't be able to watch it.
Yeah, I know. I've got to, you know, throw my coin up in the air to see what I'm going to watch, and I'm sure that it's going to fall with the WNBL Grand Final, and it's just great that it's being televised live.
Yeah.
And, you know, for everybody to see. So it's really good that female sport is getting some good recognition and being able to be seen live on TV.
Yeah, you're right, and absolutely worth watching too. Ray Borner, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this year, my friend. You keep well over the Christmas New Year break, and look, I probably should have asked you off air, but will you come back in 2021? Will you keep chatting?
Yeah, certainly would love to, and I'm just looking for that sports reporter pass in the mail.
It's on the way, Ray. It's on the way. I just hope I don't forget to put the stamp on the envelope. You know, that could put a whole spanner in the works. We'll see how we go. Ray Borner, thanks for your time. Catch you next year. The 20-